AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development needs. You can contact and connect with us on social media, Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook at Business on the Edge, and of course on our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. You can always email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. Yes, we do. Give them that hand clap. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. You must do the thing that you think that you cannot do. That's Eleanor Roosevelt. And as women, we oftentimes don't realize our potential, but you must do the thing that you think that you cannot do. And, you know, every week I do an On the Edge power question or power fact. Well, I think this week it's not really a power question or power fact. It's a power position. And tonight I have the Women in Business Club members in here. So if I can get a shout out from the women in the club, can you guys give me just a shout out here on Edge? Don't be shy. Can I get a woohoo up in here? Okay, so we are live here in the studio. We're here at KDOWK Fax Studios, and we're going to bring it tonight. And I have to tell you, I'm not sure who all my guests are going to be tonight. We're randomly picking them. We kind of put them in like a fishbowl, and we're going to just pull them out. So hold onto your seat. If you're driving, pay attention and listen fast, and stay safe out there, of course. And so I want to start out a little bit. Before I get to my first guest here, we do this leadership call. You know, I've been talking about the Women in Business Club for a little bit. We're now in our full hard launch. We had our soft launch earlier this year, and now we're in this full hard launch. And what that means for us is that we're nationwide. This is not a club that is in competition with chambers or business associations or anything that you're using, professional clubs or associations. This is just a place where we pick up where other organizations leave off, and we're oftentimes told that. And so tonight we're going to give these ladies an opportunity for them to wow you. And so I want them to wow you. So we do this leadership call once a month. And so this leadership call yesterday, I talked about, and when you're in the club, you as members, you might be selected to do a presentation on the call. And so I hadn't done it for a couple of months. So I thought, you know, I probably should do a presentation. And so I did it on, you know, procrastination is a thief, and one of the things that I wanted to make sure that our ladies understood is that, you know, procrastination really isn't a bad word. It's a very good word, and I like words. I like understanding what words mean, and we say stuff because we heard someone else say it, and then we repeat it, and so on. But procrastination really means to put off or to delay for a later time or date, and we do it every single day. And I can prove it to you. If any of you out there set up a doctor's appointment, now, of course, when we need that emergency moment, we're all calling in at 8 o'clock to try to get in that same day. But for the most part, we're scheduling for a later date. So we call that time management. However, procrastination means putting off. So we can't do everything in one day. Procrastination gets bad when you won't do the thing that you know you should be doing, and you keep putting it off over and over and over and over again. And so it was really interesting to kind of unfold those aspects, because I think when we look at procrastination and we look at why people are not doing something, sometimes it's not because there isn't the time. Oftentimes it's the anxiety behind what that person is reluctant to face or to do. And so if we can deal with that, and sometimes it's because there's a lack of knowledge. And one of the things that I said is, you know, the best defense about with regards to a lack of knowledge is to get educated. You get educated on it. What happens? You get educated, you get empowered. You get empowered, you start doing, and you start moving. And if you don't, then it becomes a thief, and you sabotage your own future as a result of that. So that's a little tidbit of what we had going on last night, and that's a snapshot. And so enough about that. Let's get into some of these women out here and see what's going on. My first guest, I recently have met her. I think she's a dynamic coach. She's a powerhouse. She is one to be reckoned with. This is Jackie Welch, life coach with Tyro. Time is running out. Jackie, thank you for coming on the show tonight. And you know what? Can we give her a hand? She is 27 years. Happy anniversary. She got a kitchen pass tonight to come out. That's right. You know, so Jackie, thank you for coming on the show tonight. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. So now tell us a little bit about what you do. Don't be shy because you're not a shy woman. So come on, just bring it.
Well, you know, it's really funny that you would talk about the topic tonight of procrastination. It's because I really feel that when I selected my business name of Tyro, which stands for Time is Running Out, I feel so many people are truly not stepping into their power. They're not truly living their dream. And so coming from an amazing career, I was with one company for 28 years. Who does that anymore? That's unheard of. My family's teasing me saying, I think you like big numbers. 28 years with one company. Today I'm celebrating my 27th wedding anniversary. Who does that anymore, right? But I share that with you because when you really think about time and you think about that word, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say the F word. Are you ready for the F word? Who knows what the F word is? Fear.
Right, I know. My producer's like, what? What? No.
Yeah. I had you on the edge, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
I had you on
yeah,
the edge, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah. I thought she was going to jump off. You know, Johnny Rogers jumped off last week, so we had to reel him back in.
Yeah, but that's a big one.
Right.
The F word.
That's right.
A fear.
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
Yes, absolutely. So when you really stop and think about the space that you're in right now, we're already 6 months. 6 months into the year, we can never get that time back. Can never get it back. So when you think about what's ahead, what's really holding you back, you got 6 more months. 6 more months to step into that power of what is it that you really want in 2014. No more procrastination. It's time to put on a new pair of shoes.
And this is what I love about Jackie, because she will hit the nail right on the head. You're spot on with regards to what you're talking about. And one of the things that I often share is don't sabotage your legacy. Don't, you know, we all have a space of time. We all have, you know, there, at some moment we recognize that we will not be here. And so in that time span, that span of time that we have, what are you going to do to leave the legacy that you really want without people telling you you can't do this? You're always going to have the naysayers. You know, you're going to have things that are going to challenge you that will cause you to, and what I say is bad procrastination, because there's good procrastination, because there's a strategy and strategic procrastination. You know, I've done it, you know, to make the right deal, the right moment at the right time, and not rush into things, but you have to use wisdom in that. And this is what I love about her, because she's like, time is running out. Tyro, time is running out. You know, so tell us, you know, how can we get connected to you? How can other people get connected to you?
Great. Thank you for the opportunity to share that. So, yes, so I do have a website, and my website is www.tyrolifecoaching.com. That's all one word, tyrolifecoaching.com. And I would love for you to be able to send me an email, get connected with me. I also have Tyro Facebook. And I think it's just so important for people to learn how to eat that elephant one bite at a time. Because you would really be surprised at when you make that personal deposit. That's what I call it. Make a personal deposit in your bank account every day. And that personal deposit is only for you. It doesn't benefit the husband. It doesn't benefit the kids. it's only for you. And that's when you know that it's a personal deposit, because nobody's going to benefit but you.
Okay, so now, listening audience, you have permission to eat the cake, to have it for yourself. You know, you have an opportunity here in what Jackie is saying, is that sometimes you have to be good to you. Mm-hmm. And that's it, and we don't hear that enough. Guys, gals, men, women, young, old, you get to enjoy you. And so you can connect with Jackie Welch at www.tyrolifecoaching.com, or you can email her at info@tyrolifecoaching.com. And if you're not sure how to spell Tyro, it's time is running out. And if you can figure that out, you can get to her. Jackie Welch, 510-490-5752. And I'm going to go to my next guest, Nancy Weatherholt. Nancy, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Nancy is like a diehard business on the edge. You know, if we had a Trekkie, we have a superstar just walked in the room. This is our actress, our aspiring actress, Taylor. Thank you for coming tonight, Taylor Sanzeri. Give her a hand, you guys, for coming.
Yay!
She's gonna be our Vanna White tonight. She's gonna pull the rest of the cards for us and everything. So we're excited. We're gonna sponsor her as one of our junior members in our club, and we're gonna help her, get connected to the right folks to kind of do the things that she wants to do. So, Nancy, we're getting ready to run out of time, but we're gonna pick you up on the next segment. But tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, well, actually, I'm going to kind of tag on to what Jackie was saying. Actually, fear, well, that is, you break it down, it's false evidence appearing real. And what I do in my business, I have a Mary Kay business, and I help women through the business release the chains on the inside that hold them back. And I feel that that's where a lot of women are coming from. That's why they don't advance in what they want to do. Sometimes they feel they have to keep on doing what they're doing, and it may not be working for them because they are afraid. And
right.
Fear makes them, I mean, anytime you experience fear, it is false, because if you hold on to fear, you're just going to stay in one spot.
Right.
But that's what I believe. And, you know, we think we need to know all the answers, but we don't. We're going to find the answers on the path.
And you know what? That's a good point, because you don't know. We don't come into knowing, and you've heard me say this, and all of our brilliance and all of who we are, we got it from someone else. And they got their brilliance and expertise from someone else. Now, we'll take that and we'll add value, because we're unique. And so we have, and that just means that you have something to give back. You have something that you can place on the table. And so that's what we want to do. We're going to go to a commercial break here. And when we come back, more on Business on the Edge and AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. Yes, man. We're coming out. Diana Ross, I'm coming out. I love it. We're coming out. I've actually been out for a while, so the rest of you, ladies can catch up with me, okay? So we have Nancy on the air with us, and we're gonna have we're actually gonna have another guest, and again, I'm flying solo here, I'm flying kind of blind. My guests are whoever's name is drawn this evening. I have someone in particular that I'd love to get on air in just a few moments, hopefully in our fourth segment, because I wanna pull some of her information out on the carpet. Gets interesting. You can see Business on the Edge is not your average cookie cutter show. So if that's what you're looking for, you're going to have to tune somewhere else. I'm not saying turn the dial, but if you want cookie cutter, then this is not the show. So Nancy, you've been with Mary Kay how many years?
I've actually been with the company for 23 years.
23 years. So that makes you like Mary Kay guru of Silicon Valley, or what does that mean?
Well, what it means is, I mean, yes, what I really love about the business is when you enter the business, you continue with the business, you're always learning and you're always growing. And of course, you know you have to put yourself out there. And so I'm not the same person that I was 23 years ago. Mm. And I love also the opportunity of connecting with the right people.
Right.
And so that's why I'm here today.
Right. You know, you're like a fine wine, though. 23 years ago, you know, we women get better with age. And speaking of wine, I want to take a moment and say thank you to KDOW, KFAX Radio, Salem Communications for acknowledging. We're 3 years on the air next week, and they brought me a bottle of one of my favorite wines. So, ladies, the drink's on me tonight. You can give a shout-out for that Moscato. You know, I like sweetened wines. If it tastes like Kool-Aid, you can probably get me to drink it. So I have to watch that, you know. There was this, you know, I went to Illinois, and they had these new little beers. You know, I don't drink beer, but it's like this kind of fruity kind of beer thing going on. And so, you know, my uncle gave it to me. You know, your relatives, sometimes I'm like, if I drink this, I will be an alcoholic because it just is way too good. I can't drink this. I can't, you know. I'm like, I'll forget that it's alcohol. I'll be
my
lit.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Right. That's good. You know, so can I get it? Do you still, does Mary Kate, what does she do? The pink Cadillacs?
Right. There is pink Cadillacs, and also we actually have a total of 4 cars you can earn is the Chevy Cruze. You can also win, you know, earn it through the use of building up your team. We have a Chevy Equinox, that Toyota Camry.
Mm-hmm.
I have my eye on the black BMW. That's for the next 6 months.
Nice.
With my team, and of course, you can still earn the use of the pink Cadillac.
I think I would have my eye on the black.
Oh, girl, I have it.
Woo. I want the black BMW, you know.
Yeah.
We can set the pink Cadillac aside,
you know.
Unless, of course, now you could probably get me on your team if you had an SRX Cadillac. You know,
actually,
it could be pink, purple,
yeah,
green.
Right.
It could be whatever you want it to be as long as I have it.
Yeah.
So how can we get a hold of you?
How you can get a hold of me is... you can get a hold of me on my website at www.marykay.com/Nancy Weatherholt, and my phone number is 510-714-8766. I'm also on Facebook. Yeah.
And so your Facebook page is?
Oh, it's just the Nancy Weatherholt.
Nancy Weatherholt. Can you spell that for us? Because
Okay, great. Thank you. Weatherholt is spelled W-E-T-H-E-R-H-O-L-T.
Ladies, connect with Nancy and tell her you heard it here on Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. You have a seasoned guru that's going to not just make you look great outwardly, but she's going to help you look great inwardly. You know, you can look great outwardly and be a hot mess inside. So, and I can just tell you now, if you are a hot mess inside, I'm probably not interested in doing business with you. So just so you know, and I'm pretty good at picking that up on people. So get it all straight so you can do some real good business. Thank you, Nancy, for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Playing our little business tailgate party. Can I get a woo-hoo from the ladies from me? Oh, that's what I'm talking about. There we go. So we got just a 30 seconds before break. So how about this? Let's go to a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk to one of my mentors and life coaches when we come back. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Barry's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I love it. You are working off that music tonight, Kevin. I appreciate it. You know, I always say Kevin is he is the producer of the century, so I appreciate him always. that's right. You toot your own horn. I love that. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we're here now with Coach Ida Hardy. Coach, you know, here's some secrets about Coach Ida. No one's great by themselves. Great leaders have great mentors. Bottom line, great leaders have great mentors. And that's at every level. Those that understand that, and they're not islands, and they understand that they need someone to go to when they're having their struggles and they're having their bouts, there has to be someone that you have to go to. I don't care if you're Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, you know, Oprah Winfrey. You know, she had Maya Angelou, and I'm sure she has other mentors, you know, with her now that Maya Angelou has passed away. Coach Ida Hardy is my mentor. And when I had it all messed up and twisted and I couldn't get it right, or I'm trying to find my way of getting it right and finding me. Sometimes as women, we need to find who we are. And you know, men, we love our men. We really do. You get a right woman, we know how to love you right. Let me help you understand that. But sometimes we get lost in that, and we lose a piece of ourselves, and we have to find who we are. And she really is dynamic and has not only helped me gauge that, who I am as a woman, as a you know, and Jackie said it well when she said, you know, you have to make those deposits that belong to you, and that's okay to be a little bit selfish with you. And so, Coach Ida Hardy, I appreciate you coming on the show. You're a mentor, a friend, a mother, a person who's going to kick your butt when you need it. You know, she'll pin me up when I need it. She's going to tell me like it is. And I like people that's going to tell me like it is. Don't tell me something that I want to hear. I need to hear someone that's going to tell me, you know, you're just messing up right there. I need you to, you need to straighten that out. So Coach Ida, thank you for coming on. She is the CEO of Ida Hardy Inspirational Coaching. And so tell us a little bit about what you're doing with IHIC.
Well, I am so glad to be here today, and thank you, Coach Margaret, for inviting me. And, you know, I just want to say right off the bat, finally, I know who I am, and I'm okay with me. And for the last 20-some years, I've been in four walls, very successful ministry, coaching. And, you know, I believe because I've traveled the globe, I have met so many women who have no idea how special they are. And I believe we were all sent to this planet not just to exist, but we're supposed to live. And we're supposed to make our lives count for something. So I'm on a mission to help women to define who you really are and to be okay and give you yourself the permission to be all that you were sent here to this planet to do and to be. And I know that there's some women sitting right here in this room, and you probably, somebody was talking about fear tonight. Fear is a biggie, but we can give it permission to totally control, or we can draw a line and says, you know what, I'll not let you fear cause me to be defeated all of my life. And one of the things that I help women to believe in themselves, that you're not just supposed to exist, you're supposed to live. And so I've kind of given out seven inspirational words for 7 days of the week, Sunday through Saturday. And so, it's really wonderful.
I'm going to jump in right there because we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And, you know, she's revving up. And you know, you don't want them to rev up. And then you got to, like, pull them back. And I'm like, we're going to come back with Coach Ida Hardy, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. And then we're going to get to something very interesting, I think.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. You can keep playing that. I like the Jackson 5. That's what I'm talking about. I think I might have to play that on the ride home. I got that. Welcome back. Welcome back to Business on the Edge. So we were ramping up with Coach Ida. So Coach Ida, I'm going to have you give us a little bit of what you were sharing, and then we're going to go to our next guest, and I'm going to bring our little junior member on here because I want her to talk about what she's aspiring to do because she has a dream and we want to see that dream come true. So go ahead, Coach Ida.
Well, I really mainly want to help people who are stuck to get unstuck and to realize that doesn't have to be a permanent place for you and that failure is not fatal. Maybe you haven't been as successful in some area of your life that you thought maybe that was your niche. But you know what? It's probably another level of you that hasn't been discovered yet. So give you permission to venture out and find out, what am I all about? And find your niche and then grow there. And be proud of who you are and what you do. And a lot of women as well as people don't really know that. And I dare to launch out and do something as a senior. And I'm having more fun than I've ever had before. I'm discovering an Ida that I never knew was buried down there. So you know what? Don't shut yourself in.
Well,
be free. You know, loosen up. There's more to you than what has been discovered yet, okay?
Oh, hold it, ladies. How many women in here want some of that? I need some of that right there. That's all right. And so how can we connect with you, your website and contact information, if you can share that?
Okay. My website is www.idahardy.com, and my phone number is 408-461-7470.
Thank you.
And if you're dead, you need to be resurrected. And that's what I do. That's why I'm a life coach.
Okay, so bring that. Bring it. Our ladies are bringing it. And so let me ask you something, ladies. When have you ever done something like this at a networking event?
Never.
This is a little bit different, off the on the edge, off the cuff. And these are the things that we do. I am always trying to find unique ways to present what we're trying to do because it really does encourage business growth. So I love it. We have a little bit of fun. It's okay to have fun. We don't have to be tight. We have our swagger, too. You know, President Obama has his swag. I certainly appreciate it, so you keep doing what you're doing. So we have another guest. Now, Ganga, I don't want to mess up your last name, so could you?
Ganga Tawadi.
Tawadi. Ganga Tawadi. Now, you work with BBVA
Compass Bank.
Mm-hmm.
In Campbell.
So now you guys have a special kind of credit card. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's called a secured credit card. It's with probably one of the few banks that offer it. And it has an annual fee of $40, but it helps you repair your credit, and it gets reported. So if you open a savings account, then it's secured to that, and then you get to build your credit. But we're the only bank that gives you this business credit card opportunity that's secured.
And that's awesome. So and it's important, just and because of, we were talking about the downturn, is that a lot of credit was people just hurting with regards to their credit. And so now how can we get a hold of you?
You can reach me at 408-341-8700. Our location is 70 West Hamilton Avenue in Campbell.
Ganga, and I appreciate that. So you guys go get that secure credit card. Now, can businesses do that as well?
Yeah, for both personal and business, but our bank has a unique product, which is for business.
So we want to get more information, and we want them to contact you directly.
Yes.
Can you give us your direct contact information?
Which is 408-341-8700.
And let people know that you heard it here at Business on the Edge. Ganga needs to know. Now, Ganga, I have to go here. I met Ganga a few weeks ago at a mock interview for a charter school of students that are at risk, that for some reason they didn't finish high school, and maybe they got into legal trouble, maybe had babies or whatever the case may be, just struggling. And so the school is from 17-year-olds to like 24. And so they were having a job fair, and so the week prior they had professionals come in to do mock interviews. And so I had the pleasure of meeting Ganga, but we met before at another event, but we had to chat a little bit, and so we were talking about, you know, girls, we'll talk about dating and things like that, and we had another friend with us, you know, business owner, you know, and Anna said something interesting. You know, she managed to have 70 dates in 90 days. And for me, I'm just saying, I know this is a business show, but I'm like, I can't, I'm still trying to figure out that math.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Okay, and so how many's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner is what I'm trying to figure out in 90 days. I'm like, when did you get your work done? I'm like, girl, what's going on? You know, I'm like, so you are my hero. but it was just, it's fun to have fun. And so we're going to chalk that up to creative networking. You agree?
Yes, absolutely.
You have to see her face. She's like, oh, my boss is listening to this. I'm just saying, I just had to talk about this because, you know, we're girls. We're going to have some girl talk. So if you want information on how she pulled that off, you guys can contact her at the bank and get your secure credit card and then get some pointers on making it happen at least 70 in 90 days. So before we go to a break, I want to introduce someone that I've known since she was a little girl. I mean, she was my son and her son were and still friends. And, you know, what about 4 years old? Five or six. Yeah, I think that's four or five. Okay. So right. And so Taylor Sanzeri is an aspiring actress. And so I want to give her an opportunity to kind of share a little bit about what you've been doing, and we're gonna make you a member of our club. I'm gonna sponsor you, and we're gonna do our best to help mentor you and get you pushed in the right direction. Sometimes we just need to support our young people, and I love the arts. You know, it's in my background, and I think I have some resources that's gonna benefit her, But I have one rule. You get your skin in the game, I'll get my skin in the game. Okay. You know,
I don't let
people ride my back. And so, you know, you have to do what you need to do. We're actually going to go to a break, and we're going to wrap up with Taylor, and we're going to wrap up the show and find out what she's doing and you know, how you know, encourage you guys to have a great weekend, right? Do something. We're going to have this Moscato in here. They gave me two bottles of Moscato. So you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. Yeah, you know, that's one of my favorite songs. You know, when I was in high school, you know, that song was dedicated to me and a couple of my friends. She's a bad mamma jamma. It's really true. So I'm here with, like I said, one of my young favorite people, and we're going to sponsor her in the On the Edge Women in Business Club. We do have a junior membership from 12 years old to college students, you know, sometimes we need to help them, and really that's $25 a year. And he says, well, you know, why are your club memberships so inexpensive? Because everything else costs so much. How about that? You know, and we need to give people an opportunity to get some of the best coaching, teaching, training, connected with opportunities that is not going to cost you $549 today, and it's going to cost you some time. The most valuable asset you have is your time. And so if you can invest a little bit, you get your skin in the game. My skin is in the game. And I'm not here for women to ride my coattails and my back. We do have classes and training. And the club works for you if you work the club system with rewards and loyalty points and all of that. And we get results. And, you know, when I talk about the HASS test has been working with me for 3 years. I'm working with a new client. We've been working together for almost 6 months, and she's already seeing the results. And she's been in business since 1988. And in fact, she's going to do our leadership call next month, and she's going to share the value of having mentors and coaches. And last week we had Johnny the Jet Rogers, who says you need mentors and coaches, you know. And so we can do this, and we can support you. we're gonna support you in those efforts, and I want to bring opportunities. And the club is for the women, but Business on the Edge is for everyone. And so we do have customers that, of course, you know, we and men, you do get to come to many of our events and training classes. So keep us in mind. We're just trying to bring some affordability to business, small business growth. Small business growth, SBA says, you know, we're still failing at 10 to 12%. Says, well, that's not a lot. That's throughout the country. We're talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands of businesses failing, and that's not because of just the economy. That was happening prior to the economy, which means that small businesses aren't getting the information and know-how that they need to be strong. And so just because you have a great idea does not mean that you can create a strong business model. You need to do something to do that. So having said that, and you can connect with our club at businessontheedge.biz. So go out there and you can click on the On the Edge Women in Business logo and you can get plenty of information. And you can actually register online as well. And small business owners are $75 a year. That's a steal. Professionals, $40. And if you don't have a job, you'll just sign up for the $40 membership and we will help you get connected to maybe your dream and what you want to do. So having said that, I've got like a minute and a half. Taylor, tell us a little bit about you and what you've done and how we can support what you're doing.
So I'm an actress, obviously. I'm on a casting website. I'm on a casting website and I've done a few things here and there. I did not too long ago the largest independent feature film in the Bay Area in Oakland called The Law. And I've done hosting jobs, short films, gotten a lot of little jobs from the casting website. There are some sketchy things you have to be careful about.
Right.
That's a big part of it too, is I'm very selective because there's a certain path that I want to go on. So I'm careful about what I choose.
Well, we're going to make sure that you don't get any snakes on your plane.
Yeah.
And so we're going to help with that, and I'm going to support that in the best way that I can. I certainly have a reach and an arsenal, I think, that will help put you in a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you really, you know, one thing about being an actress, you do need an agent, a manager,
right.
And there's a difference between an agent and a manager. One negotiates money and the other does not. But we're going to get out of here for tonight. Thank you for tuning in tonight. You're listening to Give a Shout Out, ladies, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Come on, can I get a woo-hoo out here with the ladies? Thank you.